This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Wednesday, the 28th of February. Well, Queensland public servants who were stood down or sacked after refusing to comply with COVID-19 vaccine mandates could soon be back at work and seek compensation following a landmark legal win by a group of police officers and paramedics. Thousands of workers were stood down in the past 3 years after they balked at mandatory jabs imposed by government departments following the pandemic outbreak. The mandate applied to police, health, education, corrections and airport workers. On Tuesday, 74 police and QAS staff won their 2.5-year legal fight against the state government. Victorian firefighters and communities are bracing for one of the most dangerous fire days in recent years, with the mercury set to soar into the mid-40s in some parts of the state today. Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen appeared at the State Control Centre with Emergency Management Commissioner Rick Nugent, warning Victorians to be on high alert, especially up to 30,000 people living in high-risk impact zones near already burning fires. The fire danger warnings came amid predictions of soaring temperatures coupled with 80 kilometres per hour wind gusts and the threat of dry lightning strikes. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
South Australian police are continuing to hunt a person who opened fire on a female disability care worker and a man in an underground car park at Wayville as they arrived for work on Monday. The person fired at least 2 shots at the owner and operator of Better Care Australia and the man hitting a luxury Mercedes in the car park of the MTA building on Greenhill Road at around 8 a.m. before fleeing the scene. No injuries were reported. And a tiny endangered dragon lizard has stalled tens of homes being built in Melbourne's west, with property developers paying more than $1 million. The rediscovery of the thought-to-be-extinct Victorian grassland earless dragon, which last year was hailed by Melbourne Zoo as a discovery akin to the Tasmanian tiger, has prompted a joint investigation by the federal and state government to help conserve the species' habitat.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are 2 incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.